There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550K Fire, Bismarck Mandan on East Rosser, right in the heart of a busy Bismarck. And, of course, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, right next to the Cork on South University. You know where that's at? Cork and Cleaver. Usually shortened up for the Cork. You know what I'm saying? Second Street in Tioga and booming to Northwest North Dakota or... on Rural Dickinson, coming to you from those beautiful towers of KLTC 1460. On What's On Your Mind. We ask the question because we want to know, and later this hour we'll chat with Pete Hannabut from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Give us his report card, the report card of the Farm Bureau on the good, bad, and ugly of the North Dakota legislative session. And, you know, how things have gone, how they've done. And look forward to that. Farm Bureau is one of those bold organizations that just, you know, I would say more than any, rolls up the sleeves and has a set of principles and is guided by them no matter what. And you know what? It's hard to go wrong when you're guided by principle. And you say, hey, we're just going to stand for what we're going to stand for. So they know what they're for. And that's what I love about the North Dakota Farm Bureau, no question about it. All right, we spent a portion of last hour talking about the riots in Baltimore and why they've happened. I want to tell you why I think they've happened, and I want you to tell me whether I'm right or wrong, and I also want your take on this. Where is the President of the United States? You know, I saw Kwasi Nfumi. You remember him? He was the head of the NAACP. He was a Baltimore City Council member. He was a member of Congress, and but he's a Baltimore guy through and through. And, you know, Fox News interviewed him and said, you know, you're on the street. You're trying to quiet things down a little bit. What's the most effective thing? What exactly are you doing? Listen to what he said.
Well, what's been most effective for me and hundreds of other men was to go into the communities yesterday to get back out there again today. I'll be leaving here to go back again to kind of talk sense to young people who are very, very angry and to implore parents to make sure that they get a hold of and know where their young people are. This is a situation where burning and looting and loss of property is absolutely wrong. These young people have to understand, and some of the older ones, what you do is what you pay for, and we're just not going to sit back and idly watch this. So I think for me, the most effective thing has been in the street and on the street corners. And I think for our city, the most effective thing is to have a conversation with the community, not to go into deep silence or anything else. There's got to be dialogue here, and reason has got to outweigh the rioting.
Well, I think that's some leadership there. And where's the president saying, hey, we won't tolerate this, don't do this, and moms and dads, be moms and dads. Kids, this is dumb. Isn't that leadership? Lead. Let's go. I mean, that right there. And by the way, he's a flaming liberal. He's a Democrat. I applaud what he's saying. President Obama could learn from him. They've said nothing at the White House over this. Zippo nada. Why is this happening? Love your take on it at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You know why I think it's happening? It is another symptom of the disintegration of the family. And whether that's Baltimore or Bismarck, it has consequences, my friends. And it may get to Baltimore before it gets to Bismarck, but it'll be everywhere in between and beyond, more and more and more as we go down this path. It really is. And there's a lot of reasons for that. A lot of reasons. And I would argue none of them racial. You know, you can say, well, okay, there's, you know, how many kids are born out of wedlock, but it happens in all races, all religions, color, creed. It is a problem. It is our biggest problem, bar none. You're out there engaging in this thuggery. You either don't have a parent, or one that doesn't care where you are or what you're doing. And look how that multiplies and what it leads to. In my mind, that's what we're seeing in Baltimore. right there. It's not about Freddie Gray. It's not about Ferguson or North Charleston or anywhere else. New York City. It is about the disintegration of the family. Am I right or am I wrong? You tell me at 800-228-0550. Interesting conversation with Carl Gehring, former Sioux goaltender and now chair of the UND Nickname Committee. I heard from him that we're not alone, those of us that would like to see the University of North Dakota be North Dakota and not, you know, the Cardinals or the Zippy Doodahs or anything else. But, you know, we'd be unique in that we have a name that is our school and is our state, and there's nothing anyone can take away from that, right? And I heard him say, submit it. I heard him also say, specifically, he had a conversation with President Kelly about this and said, what if it's North Dakota? That's an option, can remain an option. But I also heard him say that the president prefers something else. So that leads me to believe that there needs to be an overwhelming amount of people that are in favor of North Dakota being the name for President Kelly to think that one through a little bit. So want your take on that as well today on the program, okay? All right, some calls stacking up here, some others that came in during the break, so we're going to get to all of you. Let's get rolling here at 800-228-0550 on the UND nickname, on the Baltimore riots, on anything else. The legislative session that's wrapping up, you tell me. That's why we ask what's on your mind. North of Jamestown is Gary. What's on your mind, Gary?
Hi. At Baltimore, I guess, and the problems they're having over there, it seems like an ongoing thing with the current administration and Jackson and Sharpton, et cetera, even our past attorney general. No judgment on the one that they've just appointed, but there's no help, and their administration is silent because I think he wants this to go on. I really do. I think at some point he wants to declare martial law, and Katie, bar the door, we're in trouble. I don't know what else to think. They talk about the millions of rounds of ammunition that the Defense Homeland Security has purchased. What do they need that many rounds for other than to keep this country in check? I believe he wants to declare martial law, declare himself an ongoing ruler of some sort, and keep it the status quo as he's got now, everything going his way.
Gary, appreciate the call. Thank you. Craig emails, simply put, Scott, they do it because we let them. We need a zero-tolerance policy. But the failure of the family is a huge role and cause as well. Thanks for the comment, Craig, by email. Here's another call off air from a listener.
University of North Dakota, formerly known, period.
Formerly known as Binding Sioux, University of North Dakota, likes that name. Submit it. Take the time, UND.edu. Submit the name. Got to do it. Bob and Grafton, you're next. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I agree with you on the disintegration of the family. But there's a couple things I want to say here. But also, it's the abandonment of absolute truth in this country and the sense of personal responsibility. And I just want to know one thing. You know, I never understood. I get their point. People upset. They have the absolute constitutional right, and I would support them in every means necessary to protest peacefully, you know, block the streets, whatever they need to do to things like that. But when it comes to destroying innocent people's property that had nothing to do with this and robbing and pillaging and beating up innocent people on the street and so on and so forth, that just... it gets out of hand. And I would like to know, you know, what happened to the looters will be shot on sight? That used to be the given back in the day. And the reason for that premise was because in the event of a riot or civil unrest, the law enforcement agencies were outnumbered. They couldn't respond to emergency calls such as, hey, you know, my pharmacy is being ransacked and robbed and looted and cleaned out and so on and so forth, and buildings set on fire. You know, case in point, in Ferguson, when all that was going on, I can't remember if it was Sean Hannity. It was one of the Fox News shows. They had a group of guys on there that were on the rooftops of certain businesses down there, armed, protecting those businesses, and those businesses were not touched. You know, Maryland has such draconian gun laws that the law-abiding citizen can't protect their own life, let alone their own livelihood with their businesses.
I think that mayor
needs to be fired for her definitely irresponsible comments that she made about giving them space to destroy. She needs to be fired, and they need to call out the National Guard, and they need to say, look, you protest peacefully, but if you get out of hand, we're going to come down on you with a hammer.
Agree, Bob. Thank you for the call. Very much appreciated. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Last chance to submit a suggestion for UND's new nickname. We chatted with former Sioux goaltender Carl Gehring about that last hour. And up on our Facebook pages, What's On Your Mind. And Scott Hammond, here's a link to it to make it nice and easy for you. If you like North Dakota, you better get that suggestion in, no question about that. And more on the Baltimore riots. Those topics or any others, welcome on What's On Your Mind. We'll continue after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Yeah, this this riot thing there, I believe it's Obama that's the trigger mechanism for all this, that every time he kind of weighs in on things, that's when the riots happen. This stuff's been going on for quite a while, too, you know, but seems like whenever he sticks his nose into it, that's when the things happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Here's another.
Yeah, guys, I can understand peaceful protests when it comes to this kind of thing. I can't understand all the vandalism. I know for sure that if something mysteriously happened to some white guy in the town where I live, I'm not just going to drop everything, go home, and burn down my house and my business. That doesn't even make sense. I do think I have somewhat of a solution, though. I think what Obama ought to do is get him a whole bunch of them my pillows, fill a couple semis up with those, and head over there. Give all them protesters some of them pillows. Maybe they get some good night's sleep and sleep through the night, not mess everything up, and maybe they wouldn't be nearly as crappy in the morning. I mean, Obama gives everything else away. Why not a couple semi-loads of pillows?
Well, there you go, and it's a client of ours, and, you know, the government bucking up with it for it would be good. You know, anytime you're going to the clients of the you know, customers you hear on this program, you're supporting this program. So that's a win. It's a win-win. I love that. Thank you very much. You know, take your aggression out in a pillow fight. Nobody gets hurt that way. You don't have to break any police cars or, you know, glass on a store window or harm your street mate there. Very good idea. Wonderful. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's see here. There's others, but a couple folks waiting on the phones as well, so we'll get to you. Randy and Mandary, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Randy. I'm calling for, you talked about the tribes consulting with the state on that agreement. We didn't agree at all at Fort Berthold, so just wanted to make that clear to your listeners that we didn't agree on any of that stuff because it's going to affect our tribe, so we didn't agree with the state. So,
well, you're talking about the new law, House Bill 1476.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think the question that was put to Chairman Fox, and we're going to chat with him on Energy Matters later today for folks that listen to that program. The question was put to him by Dwight Cook, the senator, was, you prefer the current law or this change? And he preferred the change. So I think that was better than the current law, not as much as though as that he would have liked. But that's sort of in everything, right? I mean, I think any of the oil companies you talk to would say, okay, right before this trigger kicks in, which in the past has lasted years, you're now changing and getting rid of the trigger as of the end of the year. So, you know, I mean, and also they had asked for 9% and ends up at 10 or 11, depending on what oil prices are. So I think everybody gave a little bit there, Randy, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's better, but it's not what we wanted.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the club, as we say. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. Chris in Linton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just had a question of, you know, everybody wants to point the blame at this person, that person. What about our media? Did anybody in the media explain why this gentleman was even in jail and what happened to him because he got, you know, killed in jail? You know, that's what I get frustrated with is the fact that, you know, you break the law, you're going to end up in jail, bottom line. So if you're going to act like a clown when you're in jail and you get hurt or killed, per se, then, you know, that's just the way it is. You have to respect the law because that is what our cops and our police are doing every single day is enforcing the law. So if you're going to drive down the interstate 100 miles an hour and they pull you over and they give you a ticket, you're going to act like a clown and expect to get a break, never going to happen.
Yeah, have you seen the rap on the arrest record on this Freddie Gray?
No, I have not. Like, that's what I mean. I haven't heard anything about this gentleman other than he got killed in jail. You know, the spinal injury, and he died. And right away, they want to, you know, burn the city down. And it's like, well, what did he do to get there, first place?
Yeah, I'll tell you what he did to get there. Most, I think, dealing cocaine was the most recent offense, but distribution of narcotics, illegal gambling, manufacturing and distribution of narcotics. I mean, there's tons of, there's burglary in here. There's unlawful possession. There's, he was a bad actor going back a lot of years. Now, that doesn't make him worthy to die, but it puts him in a position to have consequences as a result of that behavior. And,
absolutely.
Fair point on your part.
And I agree with you. You know, I mean, like I said, if he was a priest that, you know, got arrested for jaywalking, and he ended up getting killed in jail because, you know, the cops were being mean to him or whatever reason. There's got to be something else to this. Was he, resisting the police in custody? That they had to, you know, use physical force to restrain him? Or what happened to him?
Good points. Appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks. Blaine near Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just calling to say, you know, I think we could solve a lot of problems if we help people be personally be accountable for their actions. I mean, everybody needs to account for what they do. The press, the president, everyone.
Yeah, accountability would solve a lot of it, wouldn't it? No question. Mike, on the road, what's your take?
No, I agree with you 100% about the breakdown of the family being a problem, but more so than that, the media wanted this. They organized it. They promoted it. It took them a week to get it done. They wanted it, and it's community action at its best. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Obama, all community organizers, this is what they're after. And what are they organizing for or against, but for this type of action here? So that's my thoughts on that.
Interesting. Maybe this is all about trying to get, more job opportunities for community organizers going. That could be. Wayne in South Dakota, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. Those previous callers kind of hit on my vein of thought here, too. It seems to me like the media is perpetrating a hoax here when they don't inform us of the truth. One thing in common that all of these supposed victims had were they were violating the law, they were resisting arrest, and they were fleeing the police. Now, if you would have responded to the police in an appropriate manner, there wouldn't have been the result that we're seeing now. And the media doesn't seem to declare that. They pursue the gentle giant. He was a felon. He attacked the police. This guy here that we're talking about now in the East Coast, he was resisting arrest and he was a rap sheet. You already exposed that part, but the media doesn't explain that as we go forward with the assault.
I sure don't, and I couldn't agree with you anymore, Wayne. It's basic, simple information. It's just facts in the case. We can help you decide and know what's going on. For all the blather about all of this, you'd think they'd go back, well, how did this happen, and what is the deal with this guy? And, yeah, I'm with you. Here's another.
This is Pete in Fergus Falls. The words, you're under arrest, do not mean run like hell or fight. I think there needs to be a national public service announcement to that effect. Teach these young kids that you're under arrest means a cease and desist and conform to what the officer is telling them to do.
Stand down. Sure. Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Nice hearing from Otter Tail County in Minnesota. Fergus Falls today on the program. Pete Hanabit from the North Dakota Farm Bureau when we come back on the legislative session wrapping up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm in Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal, you can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim, they'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time, or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All right, 28 before the top of the hour. Working on getting Pete Hannibal linked up. We'll do that in a moment here. In the meantime, a couple other calls waiting here. Jerry in Cavalier. Hello.
Yeah,
how's Cavalier today?
Morning.
What are you doing up there? What are you doing today, Jerry?
Well, I'm chasing around the country is what I'm doing.
I am.
Tell you what we do. If we were to round George Soros up right now and see how much money he's got into this riot and have the Maryland state attorney general put out a warrant for his arrest, once you get him there and bring the special force, then waterboard him for a couple of weeks, we find out that this communist street organizer we got for president is in cahoots with this guy.
The whole works
to go to jail.
Yeah.
Because it's treason, and that's all there is to it. Conspiracy and treason. No matter how you look at it, we got to keep these people culpable for their actions. Am I still there?
You are. And by the way, the George Soros connection, just in case folks have been missing it, he has been funding these different organizations that organize protests. I don't know if there's any direct link to any of the riots that have happened, but I know, they definitely have a suspicious agenda with the dollars.
I'll bet you $100 that he's the one that's financing this one in Baltimore. And if we could get the special forces to come in and waterboard him for a couple of weeks, we could take this government out and turn it back to a constitutional republic again.
Yeah.
Because this guy's been trying to overthrow this government for the last 35 years.
Spent a lot of money to change the direction, that's for sure. I would call it overthrow, I don't know. I don't know. Influence without question. No doubt about it. I don't know how you write a check and start something like this, though. You know, I've got to figure out more there. Here's a couple of calls that came in during the break.
Hi, Scott. I have the perfect name and logo for UND. The logo, it's a cow standing up on its hind legs, boxing gloves on its front legs, with the words coming out of its mouth, "Just call me Fighting Sioux," S-U-E.
The folks in New Salem would love it. And it'd be additional promotion for them, that's for sure. I don't know how many people are going to be submitting that, but you know what? We have a link right now on our What's On Your Mind and my own Scott Hinn on Facebook page for you to go right there, or just go to und.edu and put your name in. Here's another.
Hey, when did UND become the University of Kelly? How does one person get to decide what the new nickname would be? Why wouldn't it be a vote of the students, the people who actually attend the university? My vote would be in favor of the Fighting Chippewa, and the Sioux can then pound sand or whatever. Thank you.
All right, appreciate the call. Fair question on, you know, I mean, the nickname committee is submitting three names are going to the president. He's deciding. What about a vote of the students? Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. John emails, I think a lot of what is causing this problem in America is that people are sheep. We're back to Baltimore now. And there aren't a lot of parents guiding their children anymore. As a parent myself, I fight this battle every day of trying to monitor what my children see on the internet and on TV and trying to guide them through this minefield in order to show them how to grow up to be a good human being and not follow the trends online just because some of their peers think it's cool. The high unemployment rate in some of the cities, coupled with 99 weeks of paid leave without having to look for work, makes a lot of people bored. Idle hands are the devil's playground. The devil in this case being the Black Panthers, Reverend Sharpton, Reverend Wright, and other activists who continually stir up relations, race relations, in this country in order to get more social programs in place so they can line their own pockets. The minority communities should be ashamed of how they are letting their leaders and certain politicians take advantage of them, writes John. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call very much. All right. Let's go to Pete Hannabit from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, standing by to give us his assessment of how things have gone so far in the legislative session as they wrap up. All signs point to today being the final day of the North Dakota legislative session. Welcome back, Pete. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Thanks for having me. It's always a joy to be here. And, yeah, we look forward to things wrapping up over there today, tonight, maybe tomorrow morning. We just don't know. And we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Why are you looking forward to it wrapping up? Let's start there.
Well, you've probably heard of people that have been given a reprieve and get their life back. I think a lot of lobbyists at this stage of the game, you know, we're into the end of the session where we everything is happening in conference committee behind closed doors, and that's the way the process works and everything. But it's probably, you know, you see that light at the end of the tunnel and you think, I can get back to the office, to my the regular parts of my job that I don't do, you know, throughout the spring of a of an odd-numbered year, and so it's just nice to get back into the routine of, you know, your the other parts of your job. No one's a lobbyist unless you're a federal lobbyist. No one's a lobbyist from this state year-round all the time, and so it's nice to see the light at the end of the tunnel and to hope that you can get back to doing the other things that you've had to put on hold while the legislature is in session and you're constantly at the Capitol keeping an eye on the assembly and finding out what's going on every day, because it changes every day, and so it's nice to be able to think that we're getting to the end there, and we can wrap things up, and the citizen legislature can go home, and the people's will be, you know, worked on in other ways between now and spring of 17.
If you had to, you know, play teacher here for a moment and dole out a report card, give us your sense of how the session fared, at least from the issues that are near and dear to the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
From our perspective, it's been a pretty good session. No major issues that have caused us a lot of anguish, a lot of little issues that have caused us some heartburn along the way. And so I would say that it's been maybe somewhere in that B category. I don't know how to grade on the curve since this is my first session here. But I would say it's probably, you know, it's a passing grade for sure. But I would have a hard time giving an A to any legislature. And so especially when we see that, you know, some of our priority issues have been the limiting growth of government and the limiting expansion of government, and there's been plenty of that going on. Obviously, you know, as populations go up, some needs and services are increased and all that, but there are a lot of things that are duplication of government that we have not agreed with and all that, that where we have tried to rein in the legislature, and they've increased some programs that we think are unnecessary and duplicated some programs that we think is definitely unnecessary. So I can't give anybody an A. From our perspective as an agricultural organization, there haven't been too many issues where The rural people of North Dakota have gotten really burned or set a precedence of things, but there are certainly a lot of little things that add up into giving us some heartburn as an organization. And so we'll just kind of have to see how it plays out. And there are still a few things hanging in the fire that could have problems for us yet with all the budget things waiting to the end. And so we'll just have to kind of see how it plays in the next 24 hours, I'll say, and hopefully it'll all wrap up without anything being put into a bill that really causes, at least from our perspective, really causes a lot of anguish. So we hope for the best, and until we know better, we're going to keep a positive attitude about it.
There certainly was a mood of spending restraint based on revenue reductions in this particular session. Did that? You know, I realize there's still some I's to dot and T's to cross to wrap all this up. But in general, did the reduction in revenue lead to the kind of revenue or the kind of spending restraint that the Farm Bureau advocates for?
Not as much as we would like. Certainly there wasn't as much spending as other folks on the other end of the spectrum would have wanted. But there was not the reduction in state spending that we would have preferred. Towing the line would have been great, and obviously almost everything increases. There are very, very, very few incidences where you can say that we are reducing the spending in this category. And there are some cases where legitimate cuts and spending curtailing could definitely be applied, and yet there wasn't an idea of baseline budgeting where we would move forward with less. It was always moving forward with some kind of incremental increase, and some of those increases are substantially more than incremental. And so there are some of those cases where we just kind of wish that funding could be limited and you could whittle down spending, and that is not the case when you have a surplus budget. It doesn't matter if it's this state or any other state. When the budget is a surplus, obviously there were some concerns before reports came in, but people wiped their brow and moved forward, not to say as if nothing was reported that was bad, but, you know, they moved forward in a way that lets you think that maybe they didn't take it to heart that we should be more cautious about the amount of revenue that could be coming in the future. It was spending as usual in many cases, and that's somewhat disappointing from our organization's perspective.
When you have, and I mentioned this earlier, one of the things I appreciate about the Farm Bureau is that, you know, you stand for something and it doesn't ebb and flow based on trying to get something through. It's okay, these are our set of beliefs, and everything we look at in the legislative process and policies federally, you know, locally, statewide are going to be guided by those principles. And when you have, especially on the spending side of things, and the limited government perspective the Farm Bureau has, I would imagine there's much more work in stopping bad ideas than necessarily advancing some piece of legislation. Is more of your job just in making sure that the state law doesn't include an expansion of government and higher spending? I mean, in other words, you're getting rid of more bad stuff than you are necessarily advocating new stuff?
I would say in this session I have felt like a lot of the time my role as a lobbyist for our organization was to stand up and encourage legislators to pull back the reins. That would be a blanket statement for almost every piece of legislation, it seems like. Obviously, we've had some things we've supported and said this is a good idea, but some of those things that we've supported have been limiting the growth of things. And so more times than not, my role has been to say, let's take a second look at this and think about how we can not spend this money, not duplicate this role of government. We have one agency that already does this job. Why are we giving this job to another agency? Why are we spending this money when the federal government already does this job? That type of thing seems to be my mantra at the legislature the entire spring, and I'm sure it's getting old for some legislators, but I've been the Johnny Raincloud a lot.
Pete Hannabut, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. More of our chat coming up. Any questions for him as they wrap up the North Dakota legislative session are certainly welcome. Give us a jingle. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists,
ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H Club, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal?
Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, two cookies of your choice, four items, four for $4. At any PetroServe USA location, all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broiled Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Before the top of the hour, more with Pete Hanovit of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Any questions or comments for him? Welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache. You know that Apache name, right? It's the Apache Sprayer guys. They're your Apache Sprayer dealers. Mandan, at Fargo locations, down in South Dakota as well. And if you're looking for a sprayer, I'd get online. HighPlainsApache.com. Check them out. New or used. I'd give them a call, actually. Or I'd stop by. Better yet, coffee's on. And new or used, they have some self-propelled sprayers right now. Check those out. They go pretty quick. Great bargains out there. They also, by the way, have low-interest financing available right now.
So they're going to take care of you there. If you want some new iron or the new Apache sprayers, they've got some great financing rates right now. Check that out. And, of course, they have that ET Ag Center, all their ag application parts, everything you need, nozzles, parts. They've got it all, 50,000 of them in stock. If they don't have it, they'll have it at your door in a day or two. Call them at 701-663-2375, 701-663-2375 in Mandan, just south of Fargo in Frontier off 52. It's actually the 52nd Avenue exit off of I-29 south. And online, too, at highplainsapache.com. Love finding out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. We do that every Tuesday in our Farm Bureau Day here on the program. And Samantha, an NDSU student, wants to talk about the growing need for ag education teachers. Tell me more, Samantha.
North Dakota is facing decline in agriculture education teachers right now. While many are at the point of retirement, leaving many schools without an ag teacher, there just isn't enough young people wanting to fill those positions. Throughout high school, I got asked many times what I was going to go to college for, and for a while, I was unsure, but I always seemed to come back to one simple answer, and that's agricultural education. Growing up directly connected to agriculture led me to develop a love and a passion for the industry that I feel everybody should have. I then realized that I wanted to share that passion with as many people as I possibly could. I was greatly influenced by my ag teacher, and I hope that I can have the same impact on my future students.
Thanks, Samantha. Find out what's on the lines of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. Pete Hannibal is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And, Pete, we spent a little time today on the state legislature, but you guys are always waging battles at the federal level as well. And thankfully, our state is a lot better off than some of the things that come out of the federal government. Give me an update. Where are we at with some hot topics now with the feds?
Yeah, it is kind of a shame to have to say that if we think things are bad at the state level, all we have to do is look at the federal government to understand how bad things really could be. And so it's just funny to think of things that way. And you know, I talked about being Johnny Raincloud at the State House. I long for the day when I can come be on the program and talk nothing but positive things. You know, I feel like I come here all the time and talk about things where we're trying to fight against something, but that seems to be the role of the federal government to take us on a lot. And in this case, I'm thinking about the EPA again. And our parent organization, the American Farm Bureau Organization, is going to court in the Eighth Circuit to challenge some rulings by the EPA dealing with personal private information that they have decided to release to people. And so, you know, through Freedom of Information Act stuff, you can find out information about things, which has been a positive thing overall. But in reality, the way it plays out with some cases is you wouldn't release personal information to folks. And there was a court ruling in Minnesota that said, well, if a farmer has a Facebook page, then everything you need to know about that farmer is already out there on the Internet. And so obviously it must be true if it's on the Internet. Therefore, we will release the private information about individual farmers to environmental groups that file for information through Freedom of Information. The problem with that is that filing for that kind of stuff, when you think about in the business world, business entities, they have a factory or whatever, and that is the location of that business, and that's where they do their business and all that. And if environmental groups want to go pick at that factory, that's fine. That doesn't release the personal information of all the people that work at that factory. And so when you think about a farmer, their office and their kids' playground is their yard and their house and a room within their house. And so it's a little different business model, and yet a court ruling has allowed some names to be released, and the AFBF, the American Farm Bureau, filed some papers in court and got that stopped for now, but it's under appeal. And we will be in the Eighth Circuit trying to fight the idea that the EPA does not have the right to just allow a farmer's personal information, very personal information, out to the public just for Freedom of Information Act requests. And so you can see where the environmentalists would do this kind of stuff. And what I'll call the wacky environmentalists, the Environmental Working Group and other folks, have a penchant and a desire to do away with modern agricultural practices the way we see them in America and what our neighbors do out here in the countryside. And so they would like to, you know, harm agriculture and modern production and return us to the Norman Rockwell view of things and how production is. And I don't think that we'll be able to feed the world under those circumstances. So we're fighting against the EPA and the Environmental Working Group and other folks with this court case that the American Farm Bureau has taken on.
Yeah, that Environmental Working Group is something else. Came out against the crop insurance today, too. A lot of battles to fight there. Pete, thanks for the update, as always. Good run-through of the issues you're waging. Get a chance to visit with Pete Mostoffit on Tuesdays on our Farm Bureau segment of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. What's on your mind edition. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow right here. Bye-bye. You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz of Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.